It was a big goal, get 100,000 homeless people off the streets and into housing in 4 years. The leaders of that campaign announced today they've done it, a month before their deadline. As NPR's Pam Fessler reports, the effort involved hundreds of communities, the federal government, nonprofits, and businesses across the U.S.
Most of those housed in what's called the 100,000 Homes Campaign were chronically homeless. Today, they're in a place that many of them thought they'd never see again.
What's the right word I'm trying to think of? It's just...
Malaveen Tia is one of them.
It feels like I'm a normal person again, I guess that's what I'm trying to say. And I hadn't felt this way for quite some time.
He's 53 and was homeless or couch surfing on and off for the past 25 years. Now, Tia is walking from his job at a construction site in Arlington, Virginia, to his new home, a one-bedroom apartment nearby.
Something as simple as giving a person a set of keys to their own place makes a huge difference in terms of their outlook on life, the world.
Tia says he used to spend his nights drinking, sometimes using drugs, and wondering where he was going to sleep. But now he worries about things like what he'll make for dinner.
All right. Here we are.
Do you want me to take our shoes off? Or?
Yes, sure.
I ask because his shoes are lined up on a towel by the door. The apartment is small, but spotless. Tia says he has no intention of returning to his old chaotic way of life.
By virtue of being sheltered and in a permanent place, a lot of the stress and acting out that people have to the environment goes away.
That's Anita Friedman, deputy director of the Arlington County Department of Human Services. She says the county joined the campaign despite some skepticism that the long-term homeless could be helped. Many have serious substance abuse or mental health problems.
People thought, well, you see them cycle in and out of the winter shelter every year. They come in, they go back out. They come in, they go back out. So what is really the possibility of getting them housed?
Turns out the possibility was pretty good. The county got about 100 homeless residents into permanent housing, and other communities in the campaign, like Phoenix, New Orleans, and Salt Lake City, also made huge dents in their homeless populations. Now, just to be clear, not all these people are still housed. About 15% of the cases didn't work out for one reason or the other, but that still leaves about 85,000 people off the streets. The key, say advocates, is housing people first, then providing services like counseling and health care to make sure they stay housed.
It's not just touchy-feely nice things to do. It's saving tons of money for taxpayers.
Becky Canis coordinated the campaign. She's with Community Solutions, a New York nonprofit. Canis had volunteers go out and interview tens of thousands of homeless individuals around the country. They got their names and histories and ranked them according to who was most likely to die if left in the streets. The most serious cases were the first to be housed.
When you add up the costs of the hospitalizations and the emergency room and the cycling in and out of jails, that costs much, much more than providing someone with housing and services.
More than $1 billion in savings a year, she says. Some people were skeptical the campaign would ever reach its 100,000 goal. Canis, on the other hand, was so confident she had the number tattooed on her arm without the final zero. She planned to finish the tattoo when the job was done, but now she thinks she might leave it the way it is.
It's not like you ever just cross the finish line and that's it.
Because even with the campaign's success, there are still more than 600,000 homeless individuals in the U.S. on a given night. Pam Fessler, NPR News.